saving money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's hour two of Fantasy Sports today, just hours before the next week of the NFL season gets started. Browns and Steelers tonight. Joe and I will cover it all as Fantasy Sports Today's hour two starts now.
Sports Today.
Toward the end zone. It is caught. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White.
And welcome back to the show. Joe and Craig here with you as we're diving into some of the NFL news and notes around the league and trying to give you updates, who's in, who's out. Any critical decisions that you have to make this week in your league, Joe? Are you feeling like you're definitely in and definitely out in some fantasy leagues? It's clear to me at this point that's the way it is. Like I'm not in flux. Like I know that in one league I'm going to be in the playoffs. I know in one league I'm not. Like that's kind of
I think I've got 10. And I know I'm out in one of them, which is a charity league. So that I was out when that was because of David Johnson, and I traded David Johnson and I got Kerryon Johnson, and that did not work out either.
Your Johnsons have not been good.
You know what happens when you cross your Johnsons? Bad things, kids. Don't do it. Don't cross your Johnsons. You got that cross Johnson mojo happening. It's no good for anybody. Nobody wins. But in terms of all the Black Book leagues, I'm in all of the listener leagues for Black Book for the podcast. I did all of them. And because I felt like, hey, if you're going to be in a listener league, you should be playing with somebody from the show. And I'm in there and I love the super flex leagues. I am right now in the playoffs in, I think, 5 of the 6 of them. So that's pretty good. So there's one I'm like 500 in, the rest doing pretty well. Got Mahomes back in a lot of those leagues. So that helped, obviously, last week. And of course, the one that matters most is flex, sitting at 9-1 right now. I'm in cruise control. I should have the bye week. Let's hope I don't come out flat in the playoffs after the bye. God knows it's not. I'm not traveling to England anytime soon. Now I'm glad I canceled my trip after that earlier segment where you told me, you know, come off a win there and then you get the bye and bad things
happen. You were going to England? Is that true or just for the show?
No, just making a joke. Gotcha. Just humor. Gotcha. My attempt at the very least. But yeah,
I thought you were really going to London. Yeah.
I'm pathetic.
Why is this flex league so important? Just
I told you because I like to beat Jake Seeley. He's my friend. He is a contributor to the Black Book. And I like to beat him. Plus, it's got a belt. And you know I'm a wrestling fan.
Oh,
and I want the championship belt. I want to run around. I get to wear it at the draft the next year. It's a lot riding on this. And it's nice. It's not like a crappy belt. It's a really nice belt.
You won last year? Is that right or no?
No. I had Le'Veon Bell. So my season was over before it started.
So great.
It was like every week, just someone poking me in the eye. It was pretty awful there. But I'd like to do a guillotine league. I've never been in
one. Next year, I'll get you in the one that I'm in.
I'd like to be in that. Sounds like a good time.
No, it'll be easy.
Yeah, week one. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, that's look, I would. I first of all, with the guillotine league, the one thing that would have to change next year is we did an auction and we did it on the computer on Yahoo, and it was a nightmare. I mean, it went like 5 hours. It was too long.
Why?
I don't know. It just went. Well, there was a delay at first.
Take more than 2 hours.
There was a delay at first. One of the guys at the Marlins, the trainer, who, by the way, resigned yesterday. I believe it was him. He was in a hotel, couldn't get Wi-Fi or something. And there was a 30-minute delay to start. It was supposed to start at 9. It started at 9:30. It ended at 2.
That's no good.
I was in my car for the end.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on. I can't do it. Like, CBS
has a good auction system.
No, the Yahoo was good, but just for whatever reason, it just went way too long.
Well, as the commissioner, you have to set it properly where there's only so much time for a team to nominate somebody, only so much time for bidding to happen. So there's little intricate settings, and that's why, like I said, the CBS one, because I do auctions on CBS all the time, the you can really set it so you can really trim down the fat of the extra time. And I'm an auction dude. I hate snake drafts.
Online auctions?
I like any auction over snake draft because I want the opportunity to get the players I want and believe in. And I don't want my team dictated by consensus ADP. And to a certain extent, everyone's team in a snake draft is to a certain extent, because it just doesn't make sense to reach too many rounds for this guy or that guy. Good. But strategy, in terms of, you really love fantasy, everybody spends freaking hours and days and weeks and months preparing for drafts. Then a draft comes and they're like, oh, I want to do a snake draft. Well, why? Why? Why don't you want the draft to be an extra hour, extra 2 hours? It's fun. You're hanging out. You're talking baseball. You're talking football. You're talking whatever.
I love the in-person. Yeah, I love the in-person.
In-person's great. I love the in-person. Give me auction any day of the week. That's what separates, too. That's how you really know who knows what they're doing and who doesn't.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the draft part. I enjoy
I've never had an online auction go bad like that. That's
it went really, really bad. It was just too long. Everybody was complaining. It was just like, you know, people were like signing off with an hour to go. Just like, I'm sorry. Like, just give me whoever, you know, just throw me a buck or two. And I understood that it was super flex, but I did not understand how important it was to get the two quarterbacks. Like, for some reason, Joe, it didn't equate to me. And I got Keenum and Eli Manning. And I said, look how long I lasted.
You lasted a pretty long time.
You know why I did well? Because I, as much as I didn't understand how important it was to get the quarterbacks, I did understand how big it was to snag the guys on the wire the first week. Because I knew that, okay, I don't care who gets knocked out. If I don't get guys at the beginning, I mean, what's the point? If you have Hopkins at the beginning, go get Hopkins. If you have McCaffrey, go get McCaffrey. Like, get the best guy. You have him for the whole year. What are you waiting for?
Well, one of those guys was AB, right? That's what bit you in the butt.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's fair. But you know what? At the time, like I said yesterday, he was a Patriot. Why wouldn't you spend money on him as a Patriot? Why wouldn't you?
Well, you know what it was? I didn't believe in it. And that was a hedge for me in fantasy. That was doing that was a hedge. But also, he didn't go for a lot. Like, he only went for 20%. And so, yeah, look, it was a mistake. And, you know, what are you going to do? Those sort of things happen in fantasy. They happen in reality. Real quick, before we get back into our trust or bust and look at some of the other things happening in fantasy, the other thing that seems to be happening, and I want your opinion on this, is the game this week between Arizona and San Francisco. It looks like there's some confusion as to whether or not George Kittle is going to be able to play. There was three different reports yesterday, one that said that he was questionable, one that said that he was out, and then the coach came out and said that he may be in. I thought that was definitely a factor as to why San Francisco lost last week. They're also going to be without Joe Staley. I know we didn't do as the wrong team favorite on this one because the line is 11.5, but do the Cardinals, you think, have a chance to win this game?
Win this game, no. The cover is intriguing because last time they covered two kind of in the back, but I feel like when you look at this game and you're analyzing it, San Francisco's pissed they lost that football game. They're banged up. They're angry. And I feel like they're going to take it out on Arizona, and they're at home. And I know it's a short week, but they are at home. If this was in Arizona, if it was flip-flopped, I'd actually be a little bit more worried just because of all the injuries. But it seems like Sanders is going to play. Because Breida's out and you have Mostert, I'm not worried. And Wilson's going to be back for this one, too. So right. They have enough running backs. So as long as Coleman's okay, I feel like they have enough to get it done. The Cardinals defense is poor. I just can't get there. And I feel like San Francisco's basically going to take out their aggression of last week and how things did not go their way. Now, let me tell you something. You're going to learn a lot about the 49ers if they came out and lay an egg this week against the Cardinals, because this tells you they were a paper tiger at that 8-0. That's what this tells you if they go out there and lay a turd. I don't think they will. I think they're physical enough there in the front. And I think that game also last week showed you that they're going to miss Quan Alexander the rest of the year, because there were some moments in that game where in the linebacking core there were some mistakes made, and I don't think he would have made those mistakes. So I think that's something to keep an eye on.
All right, and we're off and running for hour two. Coming up next, it's time to dive into Drust or Bust in fantasy football. Joe and I will dive into eight different players that you are probably on the fence as to whether or not you should start them in fantasy football. That's coming up next. Then we'll take a look at some DFS values for the week, and we wrap it up with a look at Monday night's football game and go through some of the props on FanDuel. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Joe with you here on the show as always, and we'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Well, I like Fantasy Sports Today.
And I like football. And I'm going to keep doing them both because they make me feel good.
Do you trust me?
Trust.
Do you trust me?
Or bust.
You are so busted.
And welcome back. It's time for a little Trust or Bust, fantasy football style on Fantasy Sports Today. Full-time fantasy, that's not a bust. Coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern. Dr. Roto, who will be on the show at 2 o'clock Eastern, 2 to 3. Although Dr. Roto does have one good bust story in his arsenal. I don't know if you heard that one, Joe. Would you like me to tell that on the air? I've never told that before.
A bust story?
Yeah, he's got a pretty big busted story. He had a major faux pas, let's just call it, one day. That is one of the more funnier, embarrassing stories that I've told on SiriusXM. I can tell it.
Well, I'm listening. I like funny and embarrassing.
Dr. Roto is a great dad and cares very much about his kids. And one day decided on a Saturday that he was going to take his kid to go see a Miami Heat game. So he buys the tickets to the Heat game for a Sunday. They wake up in the morning and they live about 3.5 hours from the game, Joe. They live in Fort Myers. And the Miami Heat plays in Miami, naturally, right? So they drive. It's taking them longer than they thought. It takes about 4 hours. They get to the arena. They don't see anybody there. They pull up to the front. They ask the guy or the girl or whoever, hey, what's going on? We're here to see the Heat game. the guy says to him, "You're at the Florida Panthers arena, not the American Airlines arena. You've driven to the wrong place." And they drove back home. Well, he did stop on the way home to get an Xbox game as a makeup.
Okay, well, that's fair. Well, that's still time together.
True story for Dr. Roto. One of the bigger, funnier stories. Now, to hear that happen at the time, I pretty much destroyed Dr. Roto for about 40 minutes over this. But yes, I mean, again, think about this, Joe. In this day and age of Google mapping and everything else, literally these two arenas were probably about an hour away from each other. Like, there's no mistaking the difference between... It's the equivalent, Joe, if I said to you, do you want to go see the Nets tonight? Right?
Right.
And you drove to the Meadowlands to go see them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, not realizing
that. I could still probably make it to the second half, though.
That was the debate that was had on the show, but I understood his point at that point. He was really defeated in them.
Oh, no. See, I know no defeat. I would say, all right, well, let's go. Second half.
You would have made it to the second half. Yeah.
You go for the second half. That's only half that matters in a stupid basketball game anyway.
Yeah, he would have made it to the second half.
Let's be honest. The second half, you see the dancing girls, you see the whole thing. Why not just get there? You know, it's funny, for my bachelor party, a buddy of mine bought all of us tickets for the Mets game. We all put in money. Everybody put in money to go. Citi Field was just opening, so it was like brand new. We were going to like a preseason game, actually. It was like one of the first early games there. And unfortunately, he bought the wrong day when he went and actually made the purchase. Gosh. He bought the day where we were playing golf, and then the next day on the Sunday, we're supposed to go to the ball game. So he felt so bad, he then went out and bet a couple $100 on tickets to get us all in there. And there was like 15 of us. So, and it should have been, that should have been a sign that I never should have gotten married in the first place. There was the harbinger ahead of me.
All right. Well, we could do marriage, trust, or bust.
No, day. No. But let's say yours is trust, mine is bust, and I'm happy and you're happy. Hey, we all say that?
Let's go back to football. Back to football we go. All right. Calvin Ridley will start off with the Falcons this week at the Carolina Panthers. Falcons played clearly much better coming off the bye. At least some of the analysts that I'm listening to, Joe, are starting to point out that, hey, maybe the Falcons are not nearly as bad as they played in the first half. I don't know about that, but you got an opportunity here coming off a big win and without Hooper, too. Can you trust Ridley at the Panthers this week?
Yeah, see, it's the without Hooper thing that I think makes you trust him. And I understand Ridley's been up and down. I get it. It's frustrating. I'm with you because I'm a big Calvin Ridley guy, but I'm going to say you trust him this week against the Panthers. And you also trust the fact that because there's going to be at least a couple more targets floating around there, I do think it's a Julio day, but I think there's enough for Calvin Ridley to get you double digits in a PPR. So even if a low end Calvin Ridley game, I think is double digits, and I trust that as a flex or a wide receiver three. So trust.
Gardner Minshew in the preseason got to know DJ Chark. He was playing with the twos, and then when Minshew was elevated to the ones, this is what happens sometimes in football. He, you know, has that rapport. And so over D.D. Westbrook and some of the other options, Chark in the first half of the fantasy season was a monster. He has definitely slowed down, though, since. They're at the Colts this week, and Foles is the quarterback. Do you trust Chark this week at the Colts?
This one scares the hell out of me. It absolutely does, for all of those reasons. And because D.D. seemed to be Foles' favorite target in the preseason, which doesn't matter, but he was seriously favoring D.D. Westbrook, and D.D. Westbrook's going to be healthy enough to play in this one, so... This one scares me. It's a lowercase T. I think you play Chark. I don't know about you, Craig, but you watch the games. I watch the games. I feel like what I've seen out of him, he's the real deal. I was very impressed with the route running. I was very impressed with his ability to catch the football in big spots. I think that he's for real. How much does Foles look for him? I don't know, but I want to say you have to start him and find out, because if you don't and he goes off and he has a great game on your bench, you're never going to forgive yourself. I say that's lowercase T, trust.
Yep. Okay, let's go with my favorite receiver in the NFL. Stephon Diggs against the Broncos. Boy, is this NFL total low for a team like Minnesota. I mean, this is a shockingly low total. 39.5, Joe, this week in this game between Minnesota and Denver. We know Denver can't score, and we know how they play this game. But does that mean Diggs' opportunities are going to be limited this week?
This means Dalvin Cook is going to run amok. And I think that over under, I think, tells you what they think. It was just, the game's going to be a blowout. This is like a, you know, 27-0 kind of game, or 27-10 kind of game. Was it 37? Is that the number?
39.5.
39. Okay. So 27-10. There you go. You're right there. I'm going to say you can't trust Diggs in this game because it's going to be so heavy for Dalvin Cook. So doesn't mean you're not starting him, but I wouldn't trust him. And by saying that, what I'm trying to get you to understand is at your wide receiver three, at your flex, you better have some guys in there with high floors in case Diggs does not come through. So you better look for some players that you know, hey, look, this guy's 10 points in the bank. This guy's 12 points in the bank. Might not be spectacular, but take that floor because a guy like Diggs can go and go sign one again. Every time he goes for, you know, 7 to 150, there's equal amount of games where he goes for 3 and 10. You know, yep. That's frustrating.
Bust. Sam Darnold at the Redskins. Is Darnold billed on last week or does he go back to the pumpkin he's been? Trust or bust?
Pumpkin. So, yeah, I bust. He still stinks. He just doesn't stink as bad as Dwayne Haskins. I don't get it. I mean, look, I understand it was a good week last week. It was the Giants. The Giants are bad. I know the Redskins are bad, but I think the Redskins defense is better than the Giants defense. So I still say bust. I don't feel good about him as a second quarterback in a super flex. I think you can do better. So I'm going to say bust.
Hunter Renfrow of the Raiders, who has come alive in the last few weeks against the Cincinnati Bengals. Trust or bust?
Absolutely trust. I trust him 100% in this game. The recent three-game look at him is trending upward. He's got a couple touchdowns in those games. And if you also look, you see Waller's game log simultaneously going down a little bit. Yeah. So they're really looking for Renfrow now, which is great because it's showing you teams are now keying in on Waller. Carr is able to make adjustments. He's looking for the other guy on the other side. And the other guy on the other side is Renfrow. And that's great. It's also helpful that Williams is back healthy. All of those weapons now, we have Williams, Waller, Jacobs playing well. That allows Hunter Renfrow to be out there on his own, in the slot, catching footballs over the middle, and the Cincinnati Bengals cannot stop that. Renfrow is one of my favorite DFS plays of the week. Absolutely trust him this week.
Alshon Jeffrey against the Patriots. What do you think about this one, Joe? Tough one to call here.
Two words for you, Stephon Gilmore. Bust.
Aguilar is the other one, right?
Yeah. Go look at, not like Aguilar, still my favorite thing of the year, that guy.
Right. Yeah,
saving babies from a burning building and then making some time. That is the quintessential, having lived in Philadelphia for 6 years, that is the quintessential Philadelphia sports fan. He's saving a baby and then bitching about the Eagles right at the same time. But Stephon Gilmore, go look at the numbers. They speak for themselves. He's just locked down everybody. And Alshon Jeffery, this is not Alshon Jeffery with the Bears, you know, 4 years ago when he was healthy and young. This is a more banged up version. No way.
All right. Last one. Kenyon Drake against the 49ers on the road.
Oh, my God. As I said yesterday, the
20
most
seconds.
Bust. I can't get. It was great when it happened once. I can't imagine it happening twice. Shame on them.
Trust on him, shockingly. All right, that'll do it for Trust or Bust. Coming up next, some DFS values help you win your DFS contest this weekend. Craig and Joe will be right back.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brown, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, Joe Pisapia with you. Now, one thing that I can tell you is that all season long, I'm in this weekly salary cap league where you change your team each week based on the numbers going up and down. You can keep the guy in your lineup each week. Like if you took, who's a good example of somebody? Like a Waller is a good example. We keep talking about him. He was nothing at the beginning of the year. Now he's a couple grand. You could save yourself thousands each week by keeping him in your lineup there. But again, that wouldn't mean you have to keep him in the lineup for the bye week. So it's really hard to maintain those salaries. But other than that, Joe, I don't pretend to be the DFS expert, and I never have been, and I never will be, and I don't play a lot of it. Gambling side, yes, we can do more on that, but I never quite got heavily into daily fantasy sports. The exception was the first couple of years I did basically a partnership with FanDuel and played every week on a local radio station here in South Florida where we had contests each week. And I was very into it that year. And that was a lot of fun.
I think I was on that show that year with you.
Yeah, I think you were. That's right. You came on the show every week.
Every week. Look at us. We go back. You know what?
Here we go. That was a long time ago. 7 years, probably.
Like 2015 probably would be my guess. Something like that. 6 years,
that's
5 years.
How long ago? That's 4 years.
It had to be 2015. I think we're 14 maybe.
It was the big craze when it came out. But either way, I have never been the expert, so to speak, just because of the time commitment. And maybe that's a weak excuse, but that's just kind of the way that I see it. Now, I catch you guys on the weekend over at the FanDuel Sportsbook and on Zumo TV. You guys help out a lot of people. And I know we have a great group here with Daily Roto and DailyRoto.com. Yep. But for me to kind of dive into this is tough. I don't have a lot of good insight. I can certainly recognize guys who are on the cheap and in 50-50 contests and cash games, it makes a lot of sense. But those tournaments, man, I have never done well with the ownership percentages and knowing who to go with and things like that. So perhaps you can help the people out with this.
Absolutely. Well, this is I host the DFS show for MLB and NFL for LineStar app, which is honestly, and I'm not saying this because they pay, I swear to God, it to me, from a tools perspective, it's one of the best I've ever seen. Daily Roto does fantastic work. LineStar does as well. It's very user friendly. But Chris Meany and I, who if people are familiar with Fantasy Network, obviously know him from here for many years on TV and on radio as well. We do that show. We do a daily baseball podcast. So every day during baseball season, you can catch us talking DFS and breaking the slate down. And we do the NFL as well, a couple of shows a week. And Mike Randall and I do the wagering. So we're pretty full service. But this guy, one of the guys in the industry, TJ Hernandez, who does some great DFS work, did a fascinating little piece here a couple weeks ago. And I picked it up and I picked up for our DFS show, and I wanted to carry it over to here because I thought it was fascinating. Basically, he analyzed the lineups for the Sunday Million and the Millionaire Maker and went position by position, like quarterback, RB1 slot, RB2 slot, and did the average salary for each in terms of like how much average you would pay for that guy. So in other words, like the quarterback average winning millionaire for FanDuel was $7,600. The RB1 was 8.2. The RB2, people spent 7K, then 7.3 for wide receiver 1, 6.6, 5.9, and so on down the road. And I thought this was kind of interesting. So I said, I wonder what it's like when you build a lineup like that, because it makes a lot of sense when you break it down. Everybody's very much in tournaments, especially about stacking and looking at totals and looking at all these things. But in a way, I feel like, Craig, they neglect looking at how much can you get out of a single player for a single price at a single spot. And to me, that's very RPV. That's very much what I do in the Black Book. So I put together a lineup last week with this, and it was fascinating, and it was really good. It had Kyler Murray in it. It had Golden Tate in it. It had, even though he fumbled, it had Damian Williams in it. It basically cashed everywhere in cash and was very and cash in tournaments.
Yeah, cash
and
games I feel like I can hang, but the tournaments, man.
Well, here's the funny thing, Les. It did better in tournaments than my other tournament lineups that I constructed. And I did it again this week, and I did it on DraftKings and on FanDuel. And these are some of the names just kind of going forward with the price. So this is what the lineup looks like. You know, give or take $100 per slot. Matt Ryan, Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, Edelman, Crowder, DJ Moore, Mark Andrews, Renfro, and then you pick a defense. Now, it's funny.
That's for this week?
That's for this week.
Okay.
Now, that sounds like a real good cash game lineup, but ironically, it is very productive for price point, very productive for slot, and also very productive because these are the prices that are winning million-dollar tournaments. $300,000 winner 2 weeks ago. This is basically the guidelines these lineups are resting within. And even though it seems like a very heavy cash lineup, it's really just a highly productive lineup. And I think it's very intriguing. On the DraftKings side, did the same thing. The lineup looks like this. Matt Ryan, Josh Jacobs, James White, John Brown, DJ Moore, D.D. Westbrook, Mark Andrews, Jameson Crowder, and pick a defense. And you got a fair amount left to pick a defense. So the point is, you look at that lineup too, and you go, wow, that's probably a real productive lineup. You know what? It's productive enough to actually win $1 million every week. So I'm not saying this is the secret to winning these big tournaments. What I'm saying is looking at productivity again per slot, per dollar and all that stuff, as opposed to just always being so heavy on, well, you know, it's against the Bucks, so we got to have Drew Brees in that lineup this week. No, you don't. You don't have to have Drew Brees. You can get, you know, 25 points out of Matt Ryan this week without problem. You could, you know, there's ways to do it. Besides just the stacking, besides just the Vegas totals, which I think we've gotten so much into that people forget just being super productive can not only hit pay lines, but actually be very productive in tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been hard for me to do that through the years. So I just really have, you know, kind of stayed away.
I think the other thing Chris is terrific. Chris Meade also does a lot of he does the DFS stuff for the Fantasy Footballers. So he's always bringing the stats and always bringing the things. But it's fun because the way Chris and I approach it, we don't go position by position. We go game by game and break down the way it's going to get used, the way the players get used. And it's something I picked up over the years from Michael Rathburn, who I always thought that was a good way of looking at it. And we've kind of carried that torch in that sense that we go game by game, talk about the players, talk about the usage. We don't go position by position. We don't try to give you every, you know. I think the other thing people forget is sometimes they feel like I got to get that guy that no one else has. Stop. You don't. There's very few times in the really high-end winning tournament lineups where they have that guy that was, oh, my God, he was 0% only one. Yeah, it happens sometimes, but not every week. It's more of an anomaly than you realize. And if you just go and get back to, okay, I need a RB1, I need an RB2, I need a wide receiver 1, and start to think of it like your fantasy football team, it's fascinating how productive it can be. And TJ just proved it out because he just took these numbers and he's saying this wins every single week. Now, of course, you got to pick the right guys, but at least it's giving you a guideline, which I think is something very simple for people to work off of. and they can play that same lineup in tournaments as they do in cash. And I think it's productive in both.
Well, I'll put that lineup in my, if I can fit it in my salary cap,
It all fits in there again.
It's on Fantrax though. This is on Fantrax, the game that I play in.
Oh, okay. But you know, that's the thing you'd have to do is, that's very easy. Like, you go look at the tournament winner from last week, whatever the biggest tournament is, and you look at how much each position cost, and you do the average of whatever that is, or you go look over the 2 weeks and say, well, last 3 weeks, what'd they pay for quarterback? Oh, about XK. Okay. And it's very funny because it's a very simple thing. It's very relative position value-esque, which is what I do in the Black Book. And it's just funny. Sometimes you get back to just make sense about something. Can you give people something that's useful? And for all of the picks, or I like this guy, or I like that guy, going back to the football knowledge, and that's something you have, always go back to the football knowledge. I mean, last week, if you saw the DFS show with me and Blewett, how balls to the wall was I about the Steelers defense in that show? I mean, I think I mentioned it like 1,000 times. Like, I just could not talk about it enough because I'm just over the Rams, and the Rams are ripe for the picking. And the Steelers have been playing really well, and they can finally play man coverage and cover a guy like Cooper Kupp, and they did. And when they shut him down, that offense went along with it. So no more Todd Gurley explosive games. You shut down Kupp, it's over. They did that. It was over. So there's a lot of great analysts. Daily Roto does a phenomenal job, there's a lot of good companies, a lot of bad DFS content out there too, and I think that gets in people's heads as well.
All right, before we take a quick time out here on the show, as a reminder, if you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000, go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 in addition to traditional betting. PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you're playing tonight's NFL game and you bet the Browns -3 and they beat the Steelers by 5, you'll receive 5 times your stake. That's cool. pointsbet.com/grid, enter promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. You must be in New Jersey. Eligibility restrictions apply. And if you are 21 years or older, you can play. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll take a short time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. When we come back next, it's time to give our Thursday night props preview, Steelers and Browns. We'll go through all the players over under their yards as per the FanDuel Sportsbook. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe to the show, whether you're listening on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or any of the ways that you hear our podcast. Make sure you please like, subscribe, and rate our show. Please give us 5 stars. It definitely helps rank us higher in terms of podcasts that are fantasy-related. We certainly would appreciate that as well. All right, back with more coming up, and then we'll send it over to Full-Time Fantasy at the top of the hour. You're listening to Craig and Joe on Fantasy Sports Today, and we'll be right back with a look at the Thursday night NFL game. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Joe and Craig with you as we get ready to send this thing over to Dr. Roto at 2 o'clock Eastern in full-time fantasy. But before we do that, we're going to dive into tonight's Thursday night game, Joe. Here we go. Browns and Steelers. Browns are 3-point favorites, and the total is around 40, 41 points. I feel like get out that coin that you were talking about yesterday. Heads has the Browns, tails has the Steelers, and you can flip it and pick a winner for me. I got nothing on this one. What do you got?
Oh, I like the Steelers in this one, man. Defense travels. I like it. I think this is going to be a chippy game too, because the Browns are obviously it's been a bad season for them. Let's be honest. And all of a sudden I feel like the Steelers are having all the momentum. That was a huge win for them. Now, a lot of these wins have been at home for them, which is great. I think Tomlin's done a very good job. Let's not dismiss how good that defense has played since that Minkah Fitzpatrick trade, which honestly at the time I didn't get. And I was like, why are we giving up draft picks? We got an aging quarterback. We got all these other issues. Why are we doing that? You know what? I was wrong about that. He's been terrific. He has helped save this defense, which has basically saved this season. If the playoffs started today, the freaking Steelers are in the playoffs, if you can believe that. So I think the Steelers know what they're playing for. This is probably Mike Tomlin's best coaching job that he's done all year. And this is a unique opportunity for them to go on the road, division opponent, go out them, smack them in the mouth. They play them, I think, one more time this year, I believe. This is one of two. I don't think they've played them yet. So I like the Steelers in this one. I think they win this game. It's not going to be by a whole lot. It's the numbers 3, you said? Not love with the number. I'll tell you what, the 40, I think it goes over the 40, though. I don't think that's going to be a problem in this game. I think they're going to score some points. There'll be some sloppy football that'll lead to points. Not like the good kind of points, like the, oh, gross, can't believe that pick six happens, or, oh, look at that fumble, and then somebody recovered it and ran the other way or something like that, or a bad special teams play. That's what I'm looking at. Do you think that the Browns basically can show up there and upset the Steelers, who are favored in this
game? I feel like it's going to play exactly like that game against the Bills. It feels like a very similar game.
What did that end up going? What was the score in that one? I'm trying to remember. Do you recall that one?
It was a lower scoring game, and the Browns won by 3.
Mm. Well, look, the Browns certainly, now that they've got more than one running back, are going to be a little bit more to handle. I think Kareem Hunt is capable. I think they're going to get him worked into the offense. I don't think much of Mason Rudolph. But really, this is about the Steelers' defense and Baker Mayfield's propensity to turn the football over. And that's a good combination for the Steelers, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would. But again, they've made the Browns favorite in this game, so it's not as clear.
The wrong team's favored.
maybe so. All right, let's go through some of the player props here before we close it down for this Thursday. Baker Mayfield's passing yards, 243.5.
I will go over that. Desperation.
Okay, and Rudolph, 228.5.
I will go under that.
All right, I will go under on Mayfield, and I will go over on Rudolph. I'll go opposite on you on those.
Over everywhere. Okay, look at you. All right.
Rudolph's passing touchdowns, 1.5. The under is -160. So you'd have to risk $160 to win 100 on that, and the over is +126.
I would go under the 1.5, personally. I think it's under 1.5.
Okay, I will go over that. I think the odds are just much better for that. Baker Mayfield's passing touchdowns under 1.5 is -148. So risking 148 to win 100. And the over 1.5 is +116 on Mayfield's passing touchdowns.
I'm going to go over 1.5 on the Baker Mayfield passing touchdowns. I feel like, again, the expanded running game is going to help him out just a tad. And let's get Baker Mayfield some playmakers like Kareem Hunt. You throw the football out there. Maybe he runs for 60 yards, does it all by himself. And that helps the over on the passing yards and the over on the touchdown. So give me the over on that bad boy.
I also don't think if they get near the goal line, they're going to run it 7 times in a row. So I do like the over on that one.
You think? I don't know. It seems to be what they like to do, Craig. I'm pretty sure that's like what you do. You know, I mean, Freddie Kitchens, I mean, offensive genius, no?
No. Nick Chubb's yards, 79.5 for the game.
Over.
Got to get him the over. I like that as well, yeah. Okay, James Conner's yards, 64.5.
Yeah, run away. This is a tough one because of the fact he's not 100%. I don't care if he's not on the injury report anymore. He's not 100%. No one is. I get it. It's week 11, blah, blah, blah. But Conner's a little bit more fragile than some others, so this one worries me. If I have to pick, I'm going to pick the over because I think that's the secret to them winning football games. And the fact that they were able to do what they did last week without Connor was very impressive. So I'm going to go with the over if I have to.
I'm going
to
pick the over as well. He was really impressive 2 weeks ago in that game that they played.
Yeah, he's always he's impressive. And then he gets hurt. And then you go, ugh, yeah. And then you get worried. It's like a pattern. It's a cycle with him. And that's why, you know, I know you want Benny Snell to be the guy. I know you're waiting for it to happen. I don't know if we're going to see it this year, but.
No, we're not going to see it this year. Juju Smith-Schuster's receiving yards, 53.5.
Gross. Under.
Got to be under. Yeah, it's got
to
be under.
I mean, just have to be.
He's got
to
catch one and run. That's the only hope for him.
Right. And Deontay Johnson in Washington. Washington's been the guy the last couple weeks. It was so weird because it was Deontay Johnson for a couple weeks, and now it's Washington, and now I don't know what to think anymore. I thought Johnson was really becoming a thing, and now I'm frustrated.
James Washington's receiving yards is at 35.5.
Let's go over because he's been the guy in the trend recently. Let's go over on him.
Okay, and then Deontay Johnson is 43.5.
Let's go under. Let's make it the James Washington game. Let's choose a side. Are you going to choose a side?
I'm going to go over on both of those guys. I'm going to go over on Washington. I'm going to go over on Deontay Johnson. I'm going to go under on Schuster.
Under on Juju. Okay. All right.
Vance McDonald, 26.5.
Over.
How is Vance? That's too low. This is my favorite one. I'm going over.
That's easy over. Especially he likes the tight end a little bit. He likes McDonald. So why not?
McDonald's just never healthy, but when he is, I mean, McDonald's getting 5 catches for 30 yards in this game. I'm going over that. Over
20. I agree with that.
Odell Beckham Jr., 63.5. How is it 63? I'm going under, way under. Based on what? He doesn't even have.
I'm going to go under too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go under too. Give me Landry and give me Hunt because that seems to be working.
Well, let's see what Landry is here. 59.5.
Over. Have you seen his log lately?
Yeah, they've.
And I don't mean that in a dirty way.
Hold on. Nick Chubb's receiving yards, 19.5.
This is tricky because of Kareem Hunt now. This is a little trickier number, 19.5. I'm going to go the under. I think they're really going to just focus him there in the run game. He'll have a catcher two, but I don't know if 19 is reasonable. I'm going to go under here.
Man, I don't know. He caught so many passes the last game. I'm going over on this one. Odell Beckham's total receptions, 4.5. Under is plus 120, over is minus 154. So the expectation is he will have over that.
I'm going to go under it. I think that's what you do. I think
under 4.5.
Yeah, I think you have Fitzpatrick help out there, and then you just shut it down.
Same number for Juju Smith-Schuster, except for you're laying 142 on the under to win 100. The over, you're getting plus money if he goes over 4.5. Any chance he catches 5 passes in this game?
Chance? Yeah. I don't think it's a good bet, though. Do you?
Probably not, based on what I've seen.
Based on what we've seen with Mason Rudolph and him, I can't see how. What a bummer, too, because he's such a likable guy.
Here's one I would go over on. Here's one I would take a shot on, Juju. His longest reception at 19.5 is under minus 106. The over is minus 122. I would take the over there and take a shot. Because look, you know that in space, it's a 50
yard. He's got one good one in him. Sure. Absolutely. He's definitely got one good one in him. That'll blow all the other things that we talked about. But yeah, it's certainly possible.
Rudolph's pass attempts, 33.5. The under is minus 120. The over is 106.
You said 33.5? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I'm going to go under 33.5.
Feels like under. And Mayfield is the same number. 33.5.
I'll go over on Mayfield.
Okay. And then the final one, Baker Mayfield to throw an interception is minus 200. Basically guaranteed. Noah's plus 154. Mason Rudolph is minus 192, basically guaranteed, and plus 150.
Yeah, they're definitely guaranteed to throw a pick each. I think that's pretty good. You can lock that up there too.
All right, and we ended with the AL and NL MVP. Any as they get ready to announce this thing, is it Bellinger clear in the NL? Like, there's no doubting that, right? With Yelich at the end of the season.
I mean, Yelich had a great year, but missing the end, I think, hurts him. And we can't say Ronald Acuna didn't have a great year. But, you know, the tricky thing with some of those guys not named Yelich is who else is on those teams? Moustakas is a nice player. Yes, I like Moose, and there's a couple other good guys on there. But Yelich was the most important cog to that team. Bellinger had a great supporting cast, and Acuna had a great supporting cast. But it feels like Bellinger. Wouldn't you agree that seems to be the way it's going to go?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, if we got the chalk of Verlander and DeGrom, it would be hard-pressed with this voting community to think that it's not going to be Bellinger.
How about in the American League?
You know, I'm curious. I don't know if I have a
beat. It's Trout or Bregman. It's one of those two.
The Bregman seems to make the sense, but it seems like Trout's always that popular guy. How do you feel about him missing the end of the season there?
I think it's a factor. I mean, it's about even in terms of odds.
Of Bregman
and Trout, and then Simeon is supposed to be third.
I would vote for Trout because, again, I look at that team and I go, they are nowhere without him.
Whereas I think Bregman's going to win it, but I think that if they would have voted on this thing during the playoffs or now, I think Trout would have won it. I think that the voters are going to shift it over to Bregman for a year.
Do you think they should vote for this after everything?
No.
You do think regular season should be regular season?
Yeah, you should not skew with.
I agree. I'm just asking the question because some people go, "Why do they do it when the season's not over?" I'm like, "Well, the season is over. It's a regular season award."
Nope, I agree with that. Okay. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little 2-minute warning as we end the show. Joe Pizzapia, Craig Mish with you, full time fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. Don't go away.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. As we get ready to wrap up the show, we got our hot topic for really the week, and we bring in Joe Pisapia for our 2-minute drill.
The 2-minute warning.
2 minutes, get your sh** together.
Is that going to be enough time?
Sometimes the solution to life's problems are easier than you think. Sometimes the solutions are staring you right in the face. Yes, oh my goodness, we've had so many fun things to think about of, oh, that guy said heads or this guy said tails. And the next thing you know, overtime is all screwed up. There's so many other little stupid issues with the NFL. Let's just clean this one up. We mentioned on the show yesterday, and now I tweeted it, and it's starting to go a little viral. So I think everybody needs to get on board here and realize the solution for NFL overtime with the coin flip is simple. You have a helmet on one side of the coin with the home team, a helmet on the other side of the coin with the away team. You flip the coin, whichever side ends up. That's the team that gets to choose what to do. You take the coin, you auction it off, you raise money for charity. Everybody wins. Nobody loses. It's a coin flip. It's a simple decision. Let's stop making everything dramatic. Please, NFL, let's use our brain and make things simple again.
Easy enough. Good point by Joe for sure. Follow him on Twitter at JoePisapia17. Follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. Follow Sean Glastamaki as well. His show is coming up today at the Betting Window at 4 o'clock Eastern. I'll be back tomorrow with Jamie Eisenberg right here at noon on Fantasy Sports Today. Full-time fantasy is next. For Joe Pisapia, I'm Craig Mish. Have a great Thursday, everybody. See ya.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.